earth, and sky.
If we can see the economic value of conserving our natural world, we will integrate nature into economic decisions. That's according to Gretchen Daly, director of the Center for Conservation Biology at Stanford University.
More and more conservation, as we think about it, a conservation for the 21st century, is emerging as an effort that integrates human and natural well-being and seeks to harmonize those things.
She calls it natural capital, extending the idea of economic capital to the beneficial goods and services humans get from nature, such as bees that pollinate crops and marshes that protect coasts from storms.
If we invest in physical capital, all of our physical infrastructure, well, why not invest in our natural infrastructure?
She said that as the wealth of nature is disappearing from the planet due to human demand, more and more people are thinking about how it's critical to preserve nature for humanity's future prosperity.
It's time today, everybody's recognizing, to think very strategically about how to invest in natural capital to ensure that we maintain and help develop further really prosperous and sustainable ways of life across the world.
Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.